Armin Badakian joins us now. Armin, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Hey, I'm all right. After all the success of the women's program, you know, the men's program obviously hasn't come close to it the last few years. Everyone remembers the devastating loss of, well, I guess embarrassing would be the term. It was 9-0. But the Jamaican loss was a tough one to swallow in that game. So they're in a must-win situation. How do you feel they match up against Costa Rica tonight?
You know, at the start of the Gold Cup, if you had told me that it was a must-win situation versus Costa Rica, I would have said that all hope is lost. But Costa Rica hasn't looked as solid as they did in the World Cup, so Canada might have a chance. I mean, Canada hasn't been playing very well. It has to be said and it has to be frank. The team has to be performing better. And it's a bit of a shame because in some of the earlier friendlies and World Cup qualifying matches, Canada looked solid. The passing was accurate and the movement was good, but in the Gold Cup we haven't really seen too much of that. And against Costa Rica, I mean, Canada's coming up against a team that can do well but hasn't. They've drawn both of their first two games, so for Costa Rica it's also a must win for them too. I mean, if they want to top the group. So it's an interesting group dynamic right now. It's a game that Canada might be able to sneak a 1-0 win in if they can get, you know, a little bit lucky, but I just don't see this Canada team clicking for some reason. I hope that I'm wrong. I hope that they'll be able to turn it around. But something's just not going 100% right with Team Canada right now.
The format of this tournament, Canada has to win tonight to continue. Like, a draw does nothing, right?
Yeah, they're in the group stages right now, so everyone's vying for points. A win gives you 3 points and a draw gives you 1 point. So right now, Canada, having drawn their first game against El Salvador 0-0 and then losing to Jamaica, puts them in a really rough position because basically they need all 3 points today against Costa Rica to finish potentially second in that group. And if some other results go in Canada's favor, they could even finish as high as first. So it depends on, I guess, the other match as well, Costa Rica versus El Salvador. So that's going to be, I mean, sorry, Jamaica versus El Salvador. So it's going to be something that Canada has to watch. But the only thing that they can do for themselves is win. If they lose, they're gone. If they draw, they're going to have to hope and pray for some miraculous third-place entrance that requires all the groups to be analyzed and looked at. So it's really complicated, but suffice it to say that Canada's looking for a win today. Anything less, and it's going to be nigh impossible.
You mentioned Costa Rica hasn't played very well. Where are they susceptible for Canada to attack tonight?
I think, honestly, Costa Rica's main strengths has been in their set pieces. They take free kicks and they take corner kicks very well, and they're very dangerous in that regard. But I think that if Canada can control the midfield battle with some quality play, they can, I think, come out on top on this one. But we haven't really seen that from Canada. So if I'm Benito Floro, I'm looking at guys like Jonathan Osorio, Russell Tybert, who have been coming off the bench, and I may be considering a starting role for these guys. Maybe go heavy in the midfield as opposed to playing both Tesho Akindele and Kyle Larin as supposed, I guess, forwards. Go heavy on the midfield because it's the one area of the field that I think Canada hasn't really done so well in. They're really missing guys like Atiba Hutchinson. But if they can overwhelm Costa Rica with just good attacking midfielders, like a combination play between Kyle Becker, Jonathan Osorio, Russell Tybert, and if Kyle Larin can hit the back of the net, then I think that they'll have a chance. Other than that, it's just going to be a really tough game, and they have to be very careful defensively because Costa Rica is a team that knows how to hurt you when you least expect it. So that's going to be something for Canada to watch as well.
You mentioned in the friendlies, Armin, that Canada was playing better. Their ball control was a lot better. Are we... You know, does Canada have some young guys coming who can be dangerous at the world level?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of really good young Canadian players nowadays. The problem is that they're still very young. They're still in their teenage years. And so you can't really throw them into the fire so quickly. Guys like Jordan Hamilton, Chris Minella, just off the top of my head, I mean, there's so many young stars who are playing in Europe too. Guys like Kevin Alemán. So there's players who are available, but they're just too young at this point. And so they're going through the ranks. They're going through the U20 ranks right now. And the players that Canada brought with them right now that are potentially, you know, up-and-coming stars include guys like Jonathan Osorio and Kyle Larin. And Kyle Larin has scored plenty of goals in his last 4 or 5 games coming up to the Gold Cup, but he missed a real sitter against El Salvador. And since then, he hasn't really looked like scoring much. So it's something that Canada, it's not just about youth necessarily, but there is good young players. All they really need is for all these guys to start clicking together, because individually, Canada does have some decent talents, but they have to come together as a team because they're not at the same level as, let's say, the individual talents of the United States or Mexico.
Armin Medakian, soccer editor for The Score, joins us. Canada taking on Costa Rica tonight in a must-win game for the Gold Cup. So let's say Canada wins, right? And El Salvador loses, then they would finish second for sure. What would be the next stage for them?
Well, the next stage is, I guess it's based on the bracket. So it would be any one of the other big teams. I think that it would be, if I'm not mistaken, either Cuba or Mexico, one of those two, but I'm not 100% sure. It could also be Trinidad. But basically, whoever Canada comes up against, I mean, the beauty of the Gold Cup is that the competition is basically neutral across the bottom, and then there was always just USA and Mexico on the top. Now things have been, I guess, a little bit more, it's grown. There's no more clear favorites in the group. So as long as I think Canada avoids the United States, I think Canada has a chance, because most of these teams are at about the same level. There's not a whole lot of variance between guys like, let's say, Haiti versus a team like, I don't know, El Salvador or a team like Guatemala. So as long as they avoid the United States, Canada has a chance to keep advancing. But I think that things really have to change for the way that Canada's playing, because if they can't come up on top today, then really anyone they put in front of them isn't going to present an easy challenge. Anyone that they face will be a bit of a challenge for Team Canada, that's for sure.
When you look at the success of the men's program, or lack of, compared to the women's program, is the funding at the same level? You know, does the men's team need to perform to start to get more support, or are they getting equal support right now?
I think what it is that the women's program is that Canada is a pioneer, or is one of the few nations that are actively investing in women's soccer. That's why when you see the Women's World Cup, teams like the United States can actually win them and win them consistently, those World Cups, because of the fact that in the women's game, the teams that are successful are the ones who invest the most into it. And so Canada is on the forefront of that, whereas you don't see a lot of the, I guess, underdeveloped nations invest too much in the women's game. But it's a completely different beast in the men's game, where there's already infrastructure in place. There's already clubs and leagues and all sorts of professional avenues. Even in the most, you know, even in the worst cities around the world, there are, I mean, even if it's not world class, there is infrastructure for the men's game, which doesn't necessarily exist for the women's game. That's why Canada does well in the women's game. It's because the girls that grow up in Canada have clubs and have teams and have the program established for them, and they have a little bit of funding to get there. What I think Canada's men need to do in order to compete or be considered in the same high regard as their female counterparts is simply come up with a clearer path from the bottom to the top. There are so many kids in Canada across the nation who play soccer at a young age, but then they drop off because it's not a clear path to the top. There's no, like in hockey, you know, if I keep doing well, I can go from, AAA to select to whatever it may be. But in Canada, that pathway isn't necessarily so clear for soccer. So as long as Canada continues to develop its own programs and make it clear that there is a professional, infrastructure in place to facilitate players who are capable or who show talent, then we'll see more and more players develop at a higher level. And the other thing that Canada, I think, has to do absolutely 100% in terms of developing that national team is having a national team identity. And Benito Floro has done a great job in this. He's been very consistent with his formations and with his tactics. So as long as Canada can play a certain style of play that benefits them, then we'll see the national team players grow as well. But I think really what we need right now is a little bit of time and a little bit of money. It's the cure for every, I guess, soccer team in the world. But Canada's on the right path. It's just going to take a little bit longer.
Are we going to win tonight, Armin?
I hope so. I mean, we better, because anything less isn't going to be good enough for Canada. The real thing is Canada is one of the emerging nations in CONCACAF in a way that some of the other nations aren't. I mean, guys like Sebastian Giovinco and in the past guys like Marco Davao, big stars, have made their way to Canadian teams, to teams like Toronto FC, to Vancouver, to Montreal. That's not something you see where big star players can call Canada home. So I'm hoping that in the coming years, we'll see Canada develop on an international stage to facilitate the same level of interest that they do on the club level, because the club game is growing in Canada. The national team game has to keep up. So a win today would do wonders. We'd like to see Canada do well. I'd love to see them win today.
Armin, I appreciate the time. Enjoy the game.
Yep, thanks. You too, guys.